Prayer. It's necessary. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about prayer? I can honestly say I used to think it was my way for me to be on the receiving line for material things. But as I matured, I've come to the realization that I already have those things. There are benefits to being a believer. God has promised to make provision, and if we delight ourselves in Him, He shall give us the desires of our heart. Prayer is a dialogue between you and the Father. When you think about prayer, you go to the Father like His Word says, boldly, believing in expectation for not only natural things, but spiritual. You go to Him and talk to Him about the things that you are going through, the things that are on your heart, that are on your mind, and He is there to listen. Not only is He there to listen, but we are there to listen to Him. Have you ever heard someone say, when you go in prayer, take that time to not only talk to God, but let the Holy Spirit speak directly to you? Because when we take the time to pray and seek His face, you have to realize that during these times are when visions are actually coming to pass, when family members are being healed, when they're being delivered. These are the times when creative ideas and inventions come. This is the time when we are opening ourselves up to the Father, where He's searching our heart, our mind, and our spirit. These times are crucial. Why are they crucial? Because the more we pray, the more we connect with the Father, the better we can hear Him, the better we can be led by His Spirit. When we think about prayer, let's not just think about it as being on the receiving line, but let us think about it in terms of having a relationship with the Father. Knowing that when we have this relationship, we can go to Him knowing and believing that He understands and He cares. He's a good Father. He promised that He would never leave us, that He would never forsake us, but He would always be there. Today, I want you to take a look at yourself and ask yourself, am I seeking the Father? There are strategies that He has that He wants you to use to build that business. There are strategies that He wants you to use to help unify the family. There are strategies that He wants you to use in the public arena. But you can only find out these strategies through prayer. Not so that you're glorified, but so that He is glorified. Remember, prayer is a dialogue between you and the Father. Sometimes we go to Him in prayer because in our natural being, we're tired. In our spiritual being, we need to grow and develop. And through this time and spending time in prayer, He strengthens us. He gives us restoration. He heals those areas that no one else can see. And He restores us back to Him, the Father. Spend a little time in prayer. It doesn't have to be a long prayer, but start out going into worship, going into praise, admonishing Him for who He is, for His majesty, for His greatness, for being the Alpha and the Omega. I encourage you, take a little time and pray, because it's necessary. It's necessary for your life, it's necessary for your spiritual life, and it will change your perspective on things in life. Take a little time and pray, knowing that it's necessary.